With a population under 400, Valdemosa Springs, Alabama, is a quiet and sleepy little community where everyone knows your name. Toluca Road is no different. Lined with farmland and groves of maple and oak, it is a prime example of slower-paced country living. June 4th, 2020 would change the lives of all who called Valdemosa Springs home. In the midst of a worldwide pandemic, time would stand still for 18 days. Folks in these parts would forget about the coronavirus, and their fears instead would focus on protecting themselves from killers on the loose. On that warm and muggy night, seven people would be gunned down in a Toluca Road house and then set ablaze. This is the unbelievable story of a cult-like killing that shocked the nation.
Recorded in Rocket City, USA. No bullshit. Just real talk. And now Deuce Conrad.
On Thursday, June the 4th, 2020, 19-year-old John Legg and 22-year-old Frederick Rogers were invited to a dinner at Tammy Muzzy's home at 522 Toluca Road, some 10 minutes from Huntsville city limits. The two were members of a local motorcycle club called the Seven Deadly Sins. Now, members of the group described it as a motorcycle gang, yet the members didn't have motorcycles. It was formed by Legg and Rogers along with Jeremy Roberts, who served as the club's enforcer. Roberts would be in attendance along with five other people, to include Tammy England Muzzy, 45, Emmy Brooke Payne, age 21, Roger Lee Jones, age 19, William Zane Hodgen, 18, James Wayne Benford, 22, and Dakota Green, just a mere 17 years old. Legg and Roger shared an apartment in Hartsell, a nearby town in Morgan County. Now, the Seven Deadly Sins Club had reigned terror in Morgan County since its inception. The club was suspected of involvement in other shooting incidents in the county. In fact, each club member was assigned or identified with one of the seven deadly sins. Roger's sin was pride, Legg's sin was wrath, and Robert's sin was greed. But perhaps it was Roberts who took the sin of greed too seriously. You see, Rogers told investigators that Roberts had allegedly robbed the home of a local man who was associated with the Southern Brotherhood, which is a white supremacy group. He went on to say that Roberts had gone rogue, that he had stolen weapons from the club, and that he had allegedly committed crimes that weren't sanctioned by the club. In his statement, Roger said that he and Legg were scared about retaliation from the Southern Brotherhood, and it was for that very reason that they decided to kill Jeremy Roberts. Now, a witness told investigators that there were several previous incidents that led up to the shooting, and according to a filed affidavit, she said that Legg and Roberts became upset over the perceived disobedience towards the club, and as a result, the theft of several of Legg's guns a few hours before the shooting at Toluca Road. Now, the witness said that the suspects planned to go into the home by force and that they planned to wipe the slate clean. They later sent her a text saying everything has been dealt with, according to the affidavit. Armed with pistols and a high-powered rifle, the two were ready to assert dominance that would result in 60 rounds of ammunition spent, seven dead along with a dog, and then arson to cover up their crimes. According to the local sheriff, Ron Puckett, this was probably one of the ways they were going to wipe the slate clean, if you will. If you're like me and you're wanting to lose weight or control diabetes, a low-carb diet or a ketogenic diet may be what you need. And that can seem overwhelming at first, but WholesomeYum.com has organized groups of over 230 low-carb foods, including veggies, proteins, dairy, seasonings, condiments, fruit, and more, so that you know exactly what you can and cannot eat on keto. Go to DeuceConradShow.com, click on promotions, and there's a link for you to get all sorts of free ebooks, recipes, and basically any information that you could ever want about the keto diet. Or you can simply click the link in the bio for more information.
Do you have a beard? It's a legitimate question. You know, a beard says a lot about a man. A beard can define a man just by looking at him. Screw what they say. You can judge a book by its cover, and a beard is one hell of a cover. But let me ask you this, how do you take care of your beard? Are you putting chemicals into your face that will basically eat the hide off of a zombie? Stop that shit. Be a badass and start using badass beard care. Look, it's all natural. It's made by badass vets. And it will make your beard so incredibly soft, so incredibly manly. And you can get a free trial set today by going to DeuceConrad.com and selecting on promotions.
Just before midnight, Frederick Rogers and John Legg would carry out their plan and eliminate Jeremy Roberts. It was at approximately 11:23 p.m. that deputies responded to a gunshots call in the 500 block of Toluca Road in Valdemosa Springs, Alabama. Upon arrival at the residence, deputies saw part of the home was on fire, and they would later discover 7 bodies inside after the fire had been extinguished. The deputies were able to put out the fire before the fire department arrived. Now, the Morgan County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Mike Swofford described the scene as horrific. The home was not unknown to deputies, you see. Authorities said that they had been called to the house for a variety of drug-related activities in the past year, including overdoses and more. But upon entering the home, deputies located 7 deceased individuals with gunshot wounds. And according to the deputies, some of the victims had been partially burned in a fire. In fact, one victim had a knife wound as well. And also a dog had been killed. 3 of the victims, Hodgin, Roberts, and Benford, were found in the garage. Jones Jr.'s body was in a back bedroom. Payne's body was found in the living room, and Muzzy was found in the dining room, and Green, the youngest victim, was found in the kitchen. Now, everyone at the home was shot multiple times, and their bodies were found in various places throughout the home and garage. Gasoline had been poured over the bodies, some of which were partially burned by a fire set after the shootings. Deputies knew that this was a calculated murder, and not that of a domestic violence. With a history of calls to the home, it was somewhat expected, but not at this magnitude. Neighbors said that they had heard the shooting over the course of an hour. One must wonder if they were torturing their victims. The Morgan County Sheriff's Office is a part of the FBI Violent Crimes Task Force and would soon request their help, as the crime scene was unlike anything that they'd ever worked. Soon after arriving, Morgan County Sheriff and Madison County Sheriff crime scene units would process a scene. Now, Madison County Sheriff's Office is a much larger agency, and they were able to assist in a larger capacity than that of the smaller Morgan County Department. It wouldn't be long for news to spread not only in the small town, but across the Tennessee Valley. The sheriff would say that the scene is secure and no immediate threat to the public in the area. They would say that in a simple statement. And they would go on to say that no suspect is in custody. It is a horrific scene, and to be able to process it will take some time, public information Mark Swofford told local reporters. He went on to say, we don't have a motive at this time. We don't have a determined suspect at this time. Investigators are following leads to piece together exactly what happened and who was involved. We can say we don't believe there is an active threat to anybody in the area. And, you know, it wouldn't be long before deputies had their first lead. Witnesses would tell investigators that they saw a tan car with possibly two black males and a female fleeing from the scene, heading towards Huntsville moments after the shootings. Deputies located a 2012 gray Ford Focus belonging to Muzzy, which was found at the driveway in front of the Toluca Road residence, and a 2006 gray Honda Pilot belonging to Roberts was also found parked near the rear of the house, partially in the garage. During a search of the vehicles on June 9th, they noted that Roberts' vehicle had .22 caliber and 9mm ammo and some spent shell casings and a bullet fragment. And this would be important because authorities would find 9mm, .223 caliber, and .25 caliber casings at the crime scene. A search warrant was signed by Circuit Judge Jennifer Howe at 2:02 a.m. on June the 5th, about 3 hours after the homicides. The evidence taken from the Toluca Road residence included a piece of wood flooring with blood and bullet holes found under Payne. Madison County Court documents belonging to Payne, a white baggie containing a white substance in a backpack, a black Smith & Wesson box found under the dresser in the bedroom, and dozens of rounds of spent ammunition and bullet fragments. Morgan County Sheriff's investigators Kyle Wilson and Jordan Bird filed affidavits saying that witnesses and acquaintances said that they had seen Legg and Rogers hanging out at the scene at 522 Toluca Road in Valdemosa Springs earlier on the day of the killings. So where did Legg and Rogers go if they were not among the dead? You see, now they're persons of interest. FBI agents were able to speak with Michael Carl Legg, the father of John Legg, who resides in Hartselle. Agents stated that Michael came to the door of the residence carrying a gun and stated that he had not seen his son for a while. He stated that John and he were not estranged, but he was concerned for John's safety. Michael stated that John told him he should not answer any knocks at the door and that he was also concerned for his father's safety. Agents witnessed several firearms present inside Michael's residence. Now, according to the agents, Michael Legg said that he had thought that his son was headed to Colorado, but it wouldn't be long before forensics found gold. Preliminary ballistic results have shown spent shell casing located at John Legg's home match some of the spent shell casings found at 522 Toluca Road. John Legg and Frederick Rogers were now wanted men.
Are you looking for unbiased news in a world of biased media? Look no further. 1440 provides an impartial view of what's happening in the world so our readers can form their own conclusions. 1440 scours hundreds of sources each and every day to bring you a single morning briefing thoughtfully curated by experts, straight to your email with no haggling or unnecessary spam. Get even more benefits by signing up to the Deuce Conrad Show affiliate link. Visit www.deuceconradshow.com and select promotions to sign up today. Since 1999, Rakuten has paid its members over $2 billion in cash back. Formerly known as Ebates, Rakuten is an affiliate reseller of over 2,500 online retailers.
Rakuten passes part of their commission on their sales back to you in the form of a cashback payment. You see, you earn cash back by using the Rakuten online shopping portal. And using Rakuten is very simple and easy. There are no fees or forms you need to fill out to get your money. But to get the cash back, all you have to do is start any online shopping you do at the Rakuten website. You'll click through their site to your preferred online store, such as Target, Walmart, Sephora, Macy's, Nike, and many more. And then simply make your purchase as usual. Easy, right? Well, I'm going to make it even better for you being a listener of the Deuce Conrad Show. As a first-time shopper, you will get up to $30 to use on your first purchase. Of course, certain terms and conditions apply. Visit www.deuceconradshow.com and select promotions to get started today.
The Morgan County Sheriff's Office would eventually work with some 25 different law enforcement agencies to include the FBI. This was in an effort to narrow the search and locate the suspects. But the question remained, where did John Legg and Frederick Rogers go to elude authorities? You know, if they were smart, they would have left Alabama altogether. And that is exactly what they did. Alabama sheriff's officials, in cooperation with the FBI, had followed the two suspects for several days, and they knew the two had relatives in Oregon. Sheriff Ron Puckett said that family members had no idea that the men were involved in the crime, and it was for that very reason that they cooperated with police. Soon, Oregon police would be notified that the men had relatives in the state, one of which lived in Salo. And on Sunday, June 21st, 2020, deputies with the Marion County Sheriff's Office in Oregon saw the two men, and they initiated a traffic stop. The Marion County Sheriff's Office said that they saw Legg and Rogers driving in a silver Dodge Charger with an Alabama license plate. The men were detained at gunpoint and taken into custody without incident. And it wouldn't be long before they would be back in Alabama, standing before an Alabama judge. In these suspects' arraignment, Rogers pled not guilty or not guilty by mental disease and defect. One of Rogers' attorneys, Carl Cole, described it as this: "If you don't plead it at this stage, you lose it. So if there's any possibility that is going on, it needs to be in play. You want to make sure that you plead that as an asset," says Cole. Now, Legg did not go up to the stand, and he instead submitted an application for youthful offender status. Legg's arraignment would be scheduled for a later date. You see, youthful offender is available to anybody in Alabama who is accused of a crime if they're under the age of 21 when the crime was allegedly committed, says Cole. If approved, it limits the amount of time someone can serve for committing a felony to only 3 years. The case would also be sealed from the public. It is usually reserved for crimes in which there is not this type of issue in play. I'm not familiar at any time that a capital murder defendant has been granted youthful offender status, says Cole. Bond would be denied for both men. A November 2021 hearing was scheduled for Legg's request for youthful offender status, and in front of several of the victim's family members, Morgan County Circuit Judge Stephen Brown told John Michael Legg that he considered the evidence and the testimonies, not just the title of the charges, in making his decision. Legg was 19 when the killings occurred on June 4, 2020 on Toluca Road in Valdemosa Springs. And at the 12-minute hearing, defense attorney Johnny Berry told Brown his client has been an exceptional inmate since being incarcerated at the Morgan County Jail. and that he had no prior felony or misdemeanor arrest before being charged with 6 counts of capital murder. John Legg was in the courtroom. He had much darker hair than at the time of his arrest, and he was wearing a gray and white gel jumpsuit, black plastic slip-on shoes, ankle shackles, and handcuffs. After the hearing, Morgan County Assistant District Attorney Garrick Vickery said that he wasn't surprised by the judge's ruling at the youthful offender status hearing. "This hearing is a natural part of the process," Vickery said. "I hate it for the victims' families who have to go through these hearings, but we've got to protect the defendant's rights. It's a tough case for any judge to consider. District Attorney Scott Anderson said that the state would seek the death penalty against Legg and co-defendant Frederick Allen Rogers. Barry did not comment after the hearing. Both Legg and Rogers would be indicted on 6 counts of capital murder in February of 2021. Alabama law defines capital murder as murder committed during certain other acts or involving certain people. And in this case, Morgan County officials said the first count of the 6-count indictment stems from murder being committed during a robbery. The second count from 2 or more victims murdered as a part of the same scheme or act. And the 6th count from murder while committing arson, and the remaining counts from murder during a burglary. Again, prosecutors announced that they would seek the death penalty for both men.
Hey, Deuce Conrad here. I just want to tell you about Ibotta. Ibotta is one of the greatest things I have ever laid my eyes on. It's a great tool for actually earning money. And trust me, I've tried all these surveys and everything that the internet seems to say that you're going to make money, but nothing has made me money like Ibotta. In my first week of trying Ibotta, I earned approximately $40 just shopping. It's like coupon savings for people that don't like to clip coupons. Anyways, there is a link in the description of this podcast for you to become a partner with me in Ibotta. And when you submit your first receipt, you'll earn $10. That simple, that easy, just by going and shopping at places that you're already shopping, such as Walmart, Kroger, Publix. And it's easy to cash out as well. You can get gift cards to Amazon or have a direct payment made to you. Anyways, check the link down below. Use the referral code KAXRFWJ and earn $10 on your first receipt submitted. At Robinhood, we think investing is better with friends. So for everyone you invite to join, you'll both earn a reward of stock. As soon as your friend signs up and links their bank account, we'll credit each of your accounts with a reward stock. Now keep in mind, you can receive up to $500 in reward stocks each calendar year. So feel free to spread the word. Go to www.deuceconradshow.com and select the promotions link, and from there you can sign up directly with Robinhood today.
In January of 2022, a motion hearing was held for John Michael Legg. Frederick Rogers is also charged in the case and was also in court that day. Now, defense attorneys requested the defendant view the crime scene and undergo a mental evaluation, as well as several other requests. The defense attorney stated the motions were filed to protect the constitutional rights of Legg. State attorneys stated that they are currently reviewing evidence and that the judge did not grant any of the motions. Just a couple of weeks ago was the latest of courtroom appearances, as neither subject has stood trial yet. Morgan County Circuit Court Judge Stephen Brown issued an order on April the 14th stating that John Legg's competency hearing be held May the 18th. The judge's order said that parties should be prepared to address the issue of competency. The order went on to say that the defense must request a jury at least 7 days before the hearing. And the judge said that if a jury is not requested, that the court will make the ruling on Legg's competency. Legg will be allowed to testify if he so chooses. The court also said that if they choose not to call witnesses, the two sides can submit reports from the doctors who examine Legg. John Legg's attorneys told the court last fall that he needed a mental health evaluation and that they don't believe that he is even competent to stand trial. In their court filing raising the issue, Legg's lawyer said that he was a teenager at the time of the killings and that he only had an eighth grade education, that he had been hospitalized multiple times for mental health treatment, to include for depression and PTSD. They went on to say that his family believes that he has undiagnosed mental health problems, and his lawyers argued that based on their dealings with him, that they don't even believe that they can assist him with his defense. John Legg and Frederick Rogers have yet to stand trial. It is expected that a trial will be held sometime in 2023. And it's for that very reason that it is important to note that both John Legg and Frederick Rogers are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Thank you for listening to the Deuce Conrad Show on Spotify Podcast. In case you didn't know, you can also hear this podcast on Google Podcast and Apple Podcast and most podcast platforms across the web. For more information about tonight's show, you can also visit www.deuceconradshow.com. Visit show notes for more details.